My name is Peter MacArthur, and I'm one of the owners, along with my beautiful wife, Jocelyn, of Heritage Estate Winery and Cidery, and we are located at 421 Penetanguishene Road, where RR1 Barrie. So, we're the first cloverleaf on 11. Everybody knows that, so we go under the 400 overpass, there's a cloverleaf there, come around to the stop sign, stop, turn left, we're down about a kilometer and a half. We have 50 acres there, we have 18 acres under vine. This is our first year for grape berries. We've got 7.5 acres of orchards and our brand new state-of-the-art winery and cidery, which we broke ground on last August and open on July 2nd.
Excellent. What are you sampling today here?
We have our two brands of cider. The first one's called Dragon's Gold. It's 5.5% alcohol. We consider it to be an off-dry cider. Now, having said that, lots of folks who call their cider dry, ours probably is drier. So, nonetheless, that's our Dragon's Gold. Absolutely beautiful cider. And then we have Eden's Apple. It's 4.5% alcohol. It's made with a champagne yeast. And we consider it a demi-sec, so it's semi-sweet, but not as sweet as, so it's about half the sugar as a Summersby, for instance. So that's what we're offering here at the Cider Fest today. We have a four flight at our tasting room in Barrie, and we have a still apple wine at 10% and a sparkling apple wine at 10% as well. So we got a nice four flight to offer people. And this is our first vintage year for grape berries, so next spring we'll have grape wine as well.
Do you have anything new that you're planning to release that you can tell us about?
Well, you know what we do, and if you see here, we got a little double basket, old school basket press, and we're going to try and cobble together 500 liters off our heirloom trees that we're going to press, and we're going to put in 750 pressure bottle. And it's going to be small batch artisan heirloom cider. So yeah, we're really excited about that. And in fact, next weekend we're doing pressings at the cidery, and the public is welcome. And it's going to be a fun thing using the old school cider press. And so it's going to be great for kids and families and people who are just interested and curious.
Where do you get the inspiration for your new features?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, we're wine lovers, and we wanted to start a winery, and we looked at buying a winery in Chile, and it was very, very expensive, and we thought, oh boy, what are we going to do now? So we had this acreage in Barrie, and one thing that we noticed was there was all these wild North American native grapevines growing everywhere, and I thought, well, geez, they're choking out apple trees, they're doing this and that. So we thought, hey, obviously vines grow well here, so let's give it a go. So we planted our first 8,500 vines in 2014, and so that was sort of the inspiration. Then we thought, well, hey, you know, it's going to take 5 or 6 years for these vines to mature out and give us a full berry crop. So we thought, hey, we like cider. Cider would be a great transition. And the only thing that we didn't know is, wow, there's a lot involved in making cider, and there's a lot of capital expenditures to be made that they're dedicated to cider making. But nonetheless, we've made them, and I don't know what it was. By chance, by luck, or by good grace, we've come up with two absolutely incredible ciders that I think are actually world class.
Where are you able to get a chance to sample these other than today?
You know what? Unfortunately, right now, it's only at our tasting room that you can buy the product there. We're supposed to have our distributor's license by Labor Day. That's going to allow us to, obviously, to distribute to bars and restaurants. And we're in the process with the LCBO right now, so we're hoping to be in the LCBO by Christmas.
Finally, where can people find some more information about you guys?
Oh, yeah. We got a great little website. It's heritageestate.ca.
Thank you so much. Best of luck today.
All right. Thanks so much.